Ted, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. The last time we talked, actually is the first time, you talked about the idea of casinos coming to downtown Lansing. A lot of folks thought that you were crazy, but maybe it's not so crazy because you're starting to attain some support for this, including organized labor.
That is correct. The Lansing Jobs Coalition is a group of citizens and organized labor that have come together, and we are a grassroots effort that is working to collect signatures to put a question on the ballot for the voters in the city of Lansing, asking them to vote this August in the primary whether or not they believe the city of Lansing should pursue bringing a Native American gaming facility to the city of Lansing. And our main reason behind that is because we believe it would create at least 1,500 new jobs with benefits for the community. And as we all know, with the current economy and the guest you had on just previously talking with about the city budget, we know times are tough everywhere. And we thought, you know what? This is the capital city. We here in Michigan are used to casinos, and why shouldn't we benefit from a casino here in the city of Lansing?
Well, let's talk about, before we talk about an endorsement that you receive, where are you in the process of getting this topic on the ballot?
We're currently in the process of collecting signatures, again, from the registered voters in the city of Lansing, because it will be a citywide vote only. It won't be a vote on the ballot for the county or the state. And at this point, we are working to gather signatures. We have a very active advisory committee to the Lansing Jobs Coalition, a group of wonderful people that's headed up by a gentleman by the name of Manuel Delgado. And they have just gone gangbusters gathering signatures. And we have more or less found a groundswell of support for this, which I didn't realize we were so popular, but I think people simply understand we need jobs in Lansing. And we're working to gather those signatures, and we need to have just over 4,000 signatures turned in to the City of Lansing clerk, Chris Swope, by April 15th.
How many do you have at this point in time?
At this point, I don't have an exact number, but I do know that we are more than a third of the way collecting our signatures, and we've only had the petitions for 2.5 weeks.
All right. Now you have organized labor behind you. Talk about that endorsement.
Yes, sir. We have the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, which is Local 9 right here in Lansing. They are affiliated with the AFL-CIO, and as we all know, organized labor has been in the news quite a bit lately. And we went to those folks early on, and those men and women of that local, and we shared our plan with them about bringing the potential Native American casino to Lansing because it will not only benefit the city, it will benefit the local economy as well as the local police, fire, and EMS personnel, Lansing K-12 public schools, Lansing Community College, the Lansing District Library, CATA, and Lansing Parks and Recreation, just to name a few. Those folks at the union heard our plan. We shared it with them in detail and why we think this is a good thing for Lansing. And they voted to endorse our endeavors, and they are helping us collect signatures at this point.
At 7:54, we are going to talk with Ted O'Dell, with Jim Bitzer from BAC Local 9. We'll have him on at 7:54 to get their take on this. Ted, for people who want more information about the Lansing's Job Coalition, as well as your efforts to get people to sign the petition to put casino gambling downtown on a ballot, where do they go?
A couple of places. They can contact us simply at www.lansingjobscoalition.com. We also have a Facebook page. Believe it or not, we're also on Twitter. And they could contact the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers local directly, which is here in Lansing, or they could go to our website and call me directly.
All right. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.